This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Rob.
Now, I'm sure most of us have interacted with a chatbot. These are bits of computer technology that respond to text with text or respond to your voice. You ask it a question and usually it comes up with an answer.
Yes, it's almost like talking to another human, but of course it's not. It's just a clever piece of technology. It's becoming more sophisticated, more advanced and complex. But could they replace real human interaction altogether?
We'll discuss that more in a moment and find out if chatbots really think for themselves. But first, I have a question for you, Rob. The first computer program that allowed some kind of plausible conversation between humans and machines was invented in 1966. But what was it called? Was it A, Alexa, B, Eliza, or C, Parry?
Well, it's not Alexa. That's too new. So I'll guess C, Parry.
I'll reveal the answer at the end of the programme. Now, the old chatbots of the 1960s and 70s were quite basic. But more recently, the technology is able to predict the next word that is likely to be used in a sentence, and it learns words and sentence structures.
It's clever stuff. I've experienced using them when talking to my bank or when I have problems trying to book a ticket on a website. I no longer phone a human. I speak to a virtual assistant instead. Probably the most well-known chatbot at the moment is ChatGTP.
It is. The claim is that it's able to answer anything you ask it. This includes writing students' essays. Now, this is something that was discussed on the BBC Radio 4 programme Word of Mouth. Emily M. Bender, Professor of Computational Linguistics at the University of Washington, explained why it's dangerous to always trust what a chatbot is telling us.
We tend to react to grammatical, fluent, coherent-seeming text as authoritative and reliable and valuable. And we need to be on guard against that because what's coming out of ChatGPT is none of that.
So Professor Bender says that well-written text that is coherent, that means it's clear, carefully considered and sensible, makes us think what we are reading is reliable and authoritative. So it's respected, accurate and important sounding.
Yes, chatbots might appear to write in this way, but really they are just predicting one word after another based on what they have learnt. We should therefore be on guard. Be careful and alert about the accuracy of what we are being told.
One concern is that chatbots, a form of artificial intelligence, work a bit like a human brain in the way it can learn and process information. They're able to learn from experience, something called deep learning.
A cognitive psychologist and computer scientist called Jeffrey Hinton recently said he feared that chatbots could soon overtake the level of information that a human brain holds. That's a bit scary, isn't it?
But for now, chatbots can be useful for practical information. But sometimes we start to believe they are human and we interact with them in a human-like way. This can make us believe them even more. Professor Emma Bender, speaking on the BBC's Word of Mouth programme, explains why we might feel like that.
I think what's going on there is the kinds of answers you get depend on the questions you put in, because it's doing likely next word, likely next word. And so if, as the human interacting with this machine, you start asking it questions about how do you feel, you know, chatbot, and what do you think of this, and what are your goals, you can provoke it to say things that sound like what a sentient entity would say. We are really primed to imagine a mind behind language whenever we encounter language. And so we really have to account for that when we're making decisions about these.
So, although a chatbot might sound human, we really just ask it things to get a reaction. We provoke it. And it answers only with words it's learned to use before, not because it has come up with a clever answer. But it does sound like a sentient entity. Sentient describes a living thing that experiences feelings.
As Professor Bender says, we imagine that when something speaks, there is a mind behind it. But, sorry Neil, they are not your friend. They're just machines.
Yes, it's strange then that we sometimes give chatbots names. Alexa, Siri. And earlier, I asked you what the name was for the first ever chatbot.
And I guessed it was Parry. Was I right?
You guessed wrong, I'm afraid. Parry was an early form of chatbot from 1972. But the correct answer was Eliza. It was considered to be the first chatterbot, as it was called then, and was developed by Joseph Weizenbaum at Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Fascinating stuff. OK, now let's recap some of the vocabulary we highlighted in this programme. Starting with sophisticated, which can describe technology that is advanced and complex.
Something that is coherent, is clear, carefully considered and sensible.
Authoritative means respected, accurate and important sounding.
When you are on guard, you must be careful and alert about something. It could be the accuracy of what you see or hear, or just being aware of the dangers around you.
To provoke means to do something that causes a reaction from someone.
Sentient describes something that experiences feelings, so it's something that is living. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Goodbye.
Bye for now.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.